Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Nigamakalpataro galitam palam sukamukadam rita drava samyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam mohurahora sikabuvi bhavukaha narayanam namaskritya naram caiva narotamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudirayat nashta prayeshva bhadrishu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati utama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 29, Text 38. So Chirat Eva Rajarshe Chyat Achyuta Katashrayaha Srinvata Shradadhanasya Nityada Shyat Adi Yavaha. So Chiradeva Rajase Shyat Achyuta Katashrayaha Srinvata Shradadhanasya Nityada Syad Adhi Yava. So Chirad Eva Rajase Syad Achyuta Katashraya Srinvata Shradadhanasya Nityada Shad Adi Yata. So Shadeva Rajashe. Shinvata Shadadhanasya. Nityada Shadadhyata. Sosyadeva Rajase Chadachuta Katashaya Srinvata Shadadhanasya Nityada Shadadhyata. Sosyadeva Rajase Chadachuta Katashaya Srinvata Shradadhanasya Yada Shadadhyata. So Achirat Eva Rajarshe So Shadeva Rajarshe Yada Chuta Katashaya Srinvata Shradadhanasya Nityada Shadadhyata. Saha, that, Achirat, very soon, Eva, certainly, Raja Rishe, a best of kings, Syat, becomes, Achyuta, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Katha, narration, Ashraya, depending on, Srinvata, of one who is hearing. Shradadhanasya, faithful. Nityada, always. Syat, becomes. Adhyata, by cultivation. Translation. O best of kings, one who is faithful, who is always hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness and in hearing of the Lord's activities, very soon becomes eligible to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of Vasudeva means constantly hearing the glories of the Lord. The principles of Bhakti Yoga, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Shakyam Atmanivedanam, are the only means by which perfection can be attained. Simply by hearing the glories of the Lord, one is elevated to the transcendental position. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangrong Langhai Te Girim Yat Kripata Maham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinum Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpa Jumadha Sri Maratna Garasimha Sanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtalibi Sevya Mano Smarami Sri Krishnam Radhikam Cheva Lalitam Chavi Shakikam Shakibir Anvitam Nityam Pranamami Muhur Muhuhu Om Hrim Shaung Ugrang Virang Mahavishnum Jalantam Savato Mukam Nishingham Vishanam Badram Richum Richum Namami Aham Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. O best of kings, one who is faithful, who is always hearing the glories of the Personality of Godhead, who is always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness and in hearing of the Lord's activities, very soon becomes eligible to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Hare Krishna. So this is the format of this verse, or even of this chapter, is something that which we often find in Srimad Bhagavatam, also in Ramayana, Mahabharata, and other shastras, namely, a king being instructed by a saintly person about devotional service. Kings, leaders, they are prominent people in society, what you can call shrestha. They are advanced, elevated people. Perhaps in their previous lifetime they did a lot of pious activity so they could become a king or a government leader or a very wealthy person. However, even though they may have so many things and such a big worldly position, but there's something which they may not have, and that is devotional service to Krishna. So, saintly persons such as Narada Muni, for themselves, they don't have any problems. They're fully fixed in and fully satisfied in devotional service to Krishna. And fixed in their eternal relationship with Krishna. However, they feel compassion for the fallen conditioned soul, and including they feel compassion for these so-called leaders and prominent people. And therefore, out of their causeless mercy, they give instructions about devotional service to Krishna, which is the only way which a person can achieve the mercy of Krishna and go back to Godhead. So Narada Muni has been explaining, and in the case of Maharaj, Vachinabahi was actually very attached to materialistic life, and Narada Muni instructed him in the form of allegory, like a symbolic story. There was once a king whose name was Puranjana, and then there was this and this and this. He explained the whole thing symbolically. And then in this chapter, at the beginning of the chapter, Maharaj Vachinabahi said, I'm sorry, I'm a materialist. I cannot understand your symbolic presentation. Although Narada Muni is actually talking about him, but he was putting it, you can say, very politely, and saying there was once a king, there was once his wife, there was once the kingdom like this, but actually talking about the king himself. So Maharaj Vachinabahi requested him, could you please explain in more detail about the symbolism of what you have just explained to me. So Narada Muni is explaining. And now Narada Muni is coming to the conclusion of his presentation, and namely that one should be engaged in devotional service to Krishna. And this is the only way that one can achieve perfection. So he addresses the king as Raja Rishi. Raja means king or leader, and Rishi means a saintly person. So this olden times in India, the kings used to be Raja Rishi. They were kings, they were very powerful, but at the same time, they were also saintly persons. They were engaged in devotional service to Krishna, and they used to be constantly consulting with saintly persons, brahmanas, Vaishnavas, rishis. These were the associates of the king. And so you have this word in Hindi, mantri. Mantri means in English minister. We have the same word in Indonesia, mantri. Mantri is a person who is expert in mantras, means a brahmana. So the kings used to surround themselves with learned brahmanas and saintly persons, and they used to get the best advice. So nowadays things have changed, and we see that many of the leaders in the world are not actually in the category of Raja Rishi. They are leaders and kings, no doubt, but whether they are actually saintly, that is another question. And mantri is become, unfortunately, a political position. Leaders of other political parties and so on are given positions as ministers or assistants or advisor to the leader. But in most cases, they are not expert in mantras, but still they are called mantri. So Maharaj Vachinabahi was such a saintly king, although he had become very attached, materialistic, attached, and therefore needed to be enlightened. And he was good enough that he welcomed Narada Muni and listened to him and took his advice. Yeah. Nowadays, if the devotee will go to see some leader, sometimes it's very difficult to be admitted even. They will say, you know, get out, I'm too busy, I don't waste my time, this and that, I have so much to do. Even Srila Prabhupada also, as part of his mission, Krishna consciousness, constantly was trying to approach leaders and to instruct them in Krishna consciousness. Sometime he was successful and sometimes not so successful. But nevertheless, a saintly person, whether his advice is accepted or not accepted, still he will not give up trying to give good instructions. Anyway, some of the details which are discussed in this verse. The first qualification is Shraddha. Shraddha means faithful. You know, there's this verse which says, Ado Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Tata Bhajan Kriya, which describes 9 stages in the process of devotional service. So the first one is Shraddha. Shraddha means a little faith. Someone has to have a little faith, a little trust in the process of devotional service so that they will begin. The people come to the temple and they see and they hopefully develop some faith in this Krishna conscious process. They see the deities, they see the devotees, they hear the kirtan. In fact, Shraddha, Srila Prabhupada explains, faith is created by the association of devotees. If people will associate with the devotees, then there's a chance that they will develop some faith and they themselves will take up the process of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, devotees, out of their kindness, out of their compassion, they constantly travel to different places and try to give their association to all kinds of people. And by this association, some of these people will take up the process of Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Through Shraddha. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. It explains in Bhagavad Gita that Sangha means attachment, but it also means association. And then from association or attachment, you get desire. So our desires are created by the kinds of people we associate with. I remember Srila Prabhupada giving a Srimad Bhagavatam class in Melbourne. This is back in a long time, 1973. Maybe most of you are not even born. And Prabhupada was saying that if you associate with drunkards, then you will become a drunkard. And if you associate with devotees, then you will become a devotee. So it's all a matter of sangha. It's all a matter of association. And therefore, it's very much recommended sadhu sangha, to associate with devotees. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastri koi, lava matra, sadhu sanghe, sava siddhi hoi. It explained that this association of devotees, sadhu sangha, as stated in all of the shastras, sarva shastri koi, lava matra, sadhu sanghe, sarva siddhi hoi. If even one moment's association of a devotee, lava matra means 1/11th of a second, it's a very short duration of time, even a very short amount of association of devotees, sarva siddhi hoi, you can achieve all perfection. There's another verse which is quite similar in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tulayama lavenapi nasvagam napunarbhavam bhagavat sanghi sangasya martyanam hi uta shishaha. The value of a moment's association of a devotee cannot be compared to achieving heavenly planets, svargam, or even apunabhavam, even liberation. What to speak of material enjoyment, which is for those who are meant for death. Yeah. So, I believe this whole complex has been created in order to encourage the people of Pune and the surrounding areas to take the association of devotees. And it's really wonderful that what you have done. I think all of you are all geniuses. I touch your feet, you know, this is amazing. I've never seen such a temple in my life. It's amazing. And the devotees are all wonderful here. So anyway, Shraddha, faith, and then always hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is recommended, to always hear and chant the glories of Krishna. Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. You'll see this written on the top of the doors of temples, in at least in Bengal I've seen, also in Vrindavan. They write on the top of the door, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always chanting Krishna's glories. And this is what we're doing every day from morning until evening in the temple. We are in different ways chanting and hearing the glory Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Gaunitai, Sri Sri Vrindavan, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Sri Sri Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Ki Jai. We are simply trying to be constantly engaged in hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna, and also in encouraging other people to do so. Yeah. The next point is mentioned. Always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness. The culture of Krishna consciousness means things which are related to Krishna, and also making an effort to develop Krishna consciousness. We have to actually make an effort. It's not going to happen automatically unless we ourselves to make some effort to enhance our Krishna consciousness. So the temple is made such a wonderful arrangement. You have a daily program of worshipping the deities. And I was very inspired today to see Prabhu, Revati Pati Prabhu, who is one of the big managers of this temple, personally engaged in doing deity worship. This is very good, setting a very good example. If the leaders will set a good example, then naturally people will become inspired to also engage in Krishna service. And then finally, it mentions hearing about the Lord's activities. This is what is known as Hari Katha or Krishna Katha. This is very attractive. I also appreciate very much you have this pradarshani all around the inside and outside walls of the temple. You have Prabhupada's Leela, and you have also got some Chaitanya Leela and Krishna Leela, and on the back there you have Narasimha also. So this is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very much enthusiastic about these kinds of things. He used to make this exposition. And Srila Prabhupada also encouraged the devotees in Mayapur to learn how to do this, to make this pradarshini or displays about Krishna consciousness. In Mayapur they have that Chaitanya Leela pradarshini. You can see all the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The people get inspired. It was done even in previous times, because there was no computers, there was no television, so they would make this carving or relief carvings. In Indonesia, there's one very big temple called Prambanan, which was built in 8th century, and a big complex of temples. Used to be 1,000 deities. It's like a huge complex, but the main temple, all around the walls of the temple in relief carving is the entire Ramayana in pictures. You can see that. You go around, you can see all of the stories of Ramayana. This is actually Krishna Katha, but in the form of pictures. It encourages people to remember about this pastime, to visualize and to remember the pastimes of Krishna. So the result of these activities, and Prabhupada in the purport has referred to the 9 processes of bhakti yoga, devotional service. This was spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, and so on. The result will be that it says very, very quickly, become eligible to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to have darshan of Krishna. To actually see Krishna directly is a very exalted thing. And a lot of people are interested in trying to see God. Even they used to ask Srila Prabhupada, have you seen God? They used to pester him and ask him, have you seen God? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually said, don't try to see God, but try to do something so that God will see you. Yeah? So what we're doing in devotional service, we're doing all of these activities for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. And we hope that they will see us and give us their blessings. So if that blessing will be there, then it becomes possible to see God. And they were asking Prabhupada, can you see God? And finally Prabhupada said, yes, I'm seeing God at every moment. In heart, yeah, Prabhupada explained it like this. So if we do devotional service and get ourselves purified from material desires, the reason we cannot see Krishna presently is because vision is covered, vision is clouded. So if we keep doing the process of Krishna consciousness, following the principles, chanting Hare Krishna, then our vision will become cleared. We'll be able to see directly Krishna, his pastimes, and so on. This is, in fact, our goal. I will just give a little time for questions because Prabhu... Rivati Patti has asked me to show some pictures, some photos of our Gita Nagari Baru village in Lampung. And yesterday, Prabhu Madhava Seva has also asked me the same thing. So I have to follow their instructions, their request. So after we have the questions, then we'll be showing some pictures of our Gita Nagari Baru village in Indonesia. What we are doing is actually nothing compared to what you're doing here, but anyway, some small effort you can see. Any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for this wonderful class. As you are telling that faith is created in the association of devotees,
yeah,
by hearing. So while in the association, because we have not yet become purified and we are growing devotees, so there is a chance of, you know, seeing the negative side of other devotees, fault in other devotees. So although association is the only source of, you know, creating faith and growing up in our devotional service. But in the same association, because of being close and, you know, kind of familiarity with devotees and not able to see that they are so rare species. So, because ours is a very big community, big brahmachari ashram, so we have so many devotees, so many varieties of devotees, so many things happening. So there's a lot which comes to our notice. And then because the higher taste has not yet awakened, we consider it, we discuss about it, talk about it. So, can you throw some light on how to really avoid it and take the full advantage of growing in our spiritual life by taking this?
Yeah, that is certainly true. And yesterday I had a tour of the Brahmachari Ashram. And they were so friendly, I was thinking they wanted to invite me to come and stay there. But I did years and years ago, and in Australia we were sleeping on the floor like this, and we had a locker and so on and so on. And yeah, it's true that especially in the beginning, we may not be able to appreciate the qualities of other devotees, and we may have a tendency to criticize or see faults, and this may result in our knowingly or unknowingly committing offenses, and this will become obstruction in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Krishna himself never forgives Vaishnava aparad. Never. The only one who can forgive, if you offend a devotee, the only one who can forgive you is that devotee. You know the story in the Bhagavatam of Durvasa Muni and Ambarish. Durvasa Muni was such a big yogi, and Ambarish Maharaj was a king. Externally appeared to be engaged in material activities, although in fact he was a pure devotee and only engaged in 9 kinds of devotional service. So Durvasa Muni offended him, and Krishna sent the Sudarshan Chakra. You can just imagine Krishna's personal weapon. And he was being chased all over the universe. He went to this planet, that planet, even he went to Vaikuntha, and said to Lord Vishnu, can you please request your chakra to stop chasing me? And Lord Vishnu said, I'm very sorry. I cannot do anything for you. You have to go back and ask forgiveness of the person whom you offended. You have to go back and beg forgiveness of Maharaj Ambarish. So Ambarish had actually been fasting the whole year. He was just drinking water. And then he came, and Maharaj Ambarish said to Durvasa, you please accept all my pious activities. And I've been waiting for you this last year. And anyways, the whole thing was settled. So even Krishna will not forgive. However, there's also the point, and actually Gaura Govinda Maharaj was once asked this question in a Bhagavatam class. Maharaj, what about Vaishnava aparad? So he answered, first of all, you have to find a Vaishnava, then you can commit aparad. So this Vaishnava is not actually a very elevated position. We do not dare to call ourselves Vaishnava. We are actually trying to become Vaishnavas. Nevertheless, we should not offend even those who are trying to become Vaishnavas. You never know. The devotee who's sleeping on the floor next to you in the Brahmachari Ashram may be a very elevated Vaishnava. They may be very dear to Krishna. So we have to please be careful. And how to avoid offending? The way to do it is to try to always engage in service of the Vaishnavas. Try to do some service to that devotee and try to see their good qualities. Every day, you know why in the morning why we're doing this Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha? Do you know why we're doing this? The reason is that in case knowingly or unknowingly we have committed some offences against devotees, by offering obeisances to them, this offence will be forgiven. So we also always make a point of every morning after Tulsi Puja, Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. This is why we do this. And we should do it with feeling, not just reciting off the words without thinking. We should, with our heart, we should bow down at the feet of all of the devotees who are so dear to Krishna and request their mercy, their blessing. Especially living in a Brahmachari ashram, Prabhu was telling me 6 to 10 people in one room. And you know, Brahmacharis also tend to be quite passionate sometimes rubbing against each other, some small conflict may arise. So we should be careful. Try to be very humble, try to do some service for the other devotees, and try to see their good qualities instead of seeing any bad qualities. It's said that an envious person always sees bad qualities, and a learned person, pandita, gunam ichanti panditaha, a learned person will always try to see the good qualities. Hare Krishna. So I think we still got maybe 10 minutes. We'll show some pictures. Hare Krishna. Can you show? There's three. First this one. Okay, this is in our village of Gita Nagari Baru. This is the opening of our, we made a clinic. The clinic is called Danvantari in the village. This is, you can see the clinic. This was on the opening day of the clinic. Because we have 35 families in the village, 150 devotees. So sometimes they need medical services. So we made a clinic. Keep going. My wife is also testing people's blood sugar. This is the clinic from outside, Danvantari clinic. Keep going. Sorry, back a little bit. About here. We have a hall for cultural activities. I notice you have also downstairs with a stage and everything. So we have dance and drama and music. So people need some entertainment. And out in the village there's nothing attractive except the temple. So we have this for the children, put on dramas, and we have music and also traditional dance. We'll see some pictures are coming later on. This is the stage. This is back. This is the guest house. So when you come, you can also stay. The only problem when you come here is that you have to leave. It's like when you go to Mayapur. In Mayapur, there's no problem. The only problem is that you have to leave the holy dham. So this is, the devotees are all over. It's like one big family here. There are many children also in the village. Okay, the second one is 2016, yeah? This is the opening of the kindergarten. We have a kindergarten. Actually, two classrooms. One of them is being used for the kindergarten and one is being used for elementary school, yeah? So, yeah. These are the deities, you can see, Sri Sri Gornitai, and then we have Sri Sri Radha Madan Gopal and Lalita and Vishaka. Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Radha Madan Gopal Ki Jai. So the system we have for the pujaris is called Seva Adhikari system. So every day one family has to do all the puja for one day. All the puja and all the offerings. And we announce it after Mangalati. Today Seva Adhikari is Prabhu Sat Bhuja Goranga, Mataji Radha Govinda and their four children. So they have to do all the offerings and all the puja for one day in a month. And the next day it will be somebody else, and the next day it will be somebody else. So we have no full-time pujaris, we have Seva Adhikaris. You know, every day we're chanting, Seva Adhikara Die Koruni Jadasi. Please, I beg for the chance to serve you. So you get a chance to serve the deities at least one day in a month. Yeah. This is next to the main temple. We have Sri Prahlad Lakshmi Nisringa. Hare Krishna. This, the deity was actually made by a Muslim. Yeah. And the deity was made, the temple was built and installed in 3 weeks. We got this idea 3 weeks before Nrisimha Chaturdasi to make the temple and to install Lord Nrisimhadev. So we approached the builder, "Can you build a temple in 3 weeks?" And he said, "No, it's impossible." We said, "Well, can you please try?" He said, "Okay, I will try." And we approached the man who makes the deities. We gave him the picture from Shilpa Shastra. "Can you make the deity?" So he made it in 3 weeks. And the deity was installed on Nrisimha Chaturdasi. Sri Prahlad Lakshman Nrisimhadev Bhagavan Ki Jai. It's next to the main temple. Because according to the Shastra, you should not put the deity of Lord Nrisimhadev on the same altar as Radha Krishna, Gaur Nithai and Jagannath. You have a separate altar. But anyways, we have, and the devotees are very enthusiastic about worshipping. And because we have the deity of Lord Nrisimhadev, the main festival in our village is Gaur Purnima. And the second main festival is Narasimha Chaturdasi. Many devotees come for this festival. Yeah, Hare Krishna. This is the Yagyashala. We have a Yagyashala in the temple compound, permanently set up. We do a lot of yagyas, samskaras, wedding, also on the festivals we also do. For example, on Nrisimha Chaturdasi we do Homa with 108 names of Lord Nrisimhadev. On Gaur Purnima we do Homa with 108 names of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like this. And the devotees like these things. So this is within, on the southeast corner of the temple compound, we have Yagyashala. And also we teach the boys how to do Yagya as well. Yeah, come back. This is you were asking about the organization of the school. Now this is the organization of the school. The headmasters, the teachers, and so on. But our school is registered with the government and accredited. So we can issue a certificate which will be recognized by the government. Now this is the school, back there. This is the school. Quite a long building. We started off with two classrooms and then every year we would add another classroom. I think we have to add a couple more classrooms even. Yeah, we have a laboratory even. Okay. Yeah, this is the school. Now, we teach, in addition to the government curriculum, we also teach what's called local content, which is allowed by the government. We teach Krishna consciousness and farming. So the schoolyard is divided into plots, and each of the students has to cultivate. They have to learn how to grow vegetables and corn and so on. These are the children, yeah. That's the, now this is the kindergarten. This is before it was completed, just about completed. Carry on. Stop. So I'm also a teacher in the school. I'm the music teacher because I can play all of these instruments. And we teach trumpet, saxophone and drums. And they learn to play these instruments. Saxophone here. Okay. What is it? This and more pictures of the deities here. Stop. We come back to the meeting. This is in the. We have a community center, which is the management, and. It's a hall, and there's a couple of offices at the end. So when we have Istagosti, and we have a big meeting, and we call all of the devotees and discuss any important matters which should be done. So everyone is involved, and the head of the village is elected for 5 years. We have election. Prabhupada actually wanted this, elections. Anyways... that we have a committee, what you like here, I think in India you call it panchayat, yeah. We have a committee, a steering committee, and a management committee. The steering committee is Bhakti Raghav Maharaj, myself, one Prabhupada disciple whose name is Sabhavati, and also my wife, Angalata. Because 25% of the residents of the village are Matajis, and 50% are children. So therefore we need to have some Matajis doing to manage these Matajis and children. So if you brahmacharis and sannyasis are not supposed to be involved with Matajis. And I notice in this temple that you've made a nice arrangement for this principle. But in terms of managing a village, then you have to manage Matajis and children, so therefore you need some Matajis to do. My wife is... You put angkat tangan, Angalata. Yeah, my wife is here. So she's managing this. She's talking to all the devotees in the village community center. This is, yeah, playgrounds equipment. Yeah. All right, now, every week we have Ratha Utsavam. We take the deities on a ratham all around the village. And the deities they stop in front of every house, and the person whose house that is, they will come out and do archana. They'll make an offering, do offer arti and offer some bhoga and coconut and like this, some donation. Then Krishna will go on to the next house, and also they get some mahaprasadam from Krishna on the ratham. So this is actually the system. It used to be like this in India, especially in South India. They would have this Ratha Utsavam. Even now in Udupi, they have Ratha Utsavam, I think once a week. They take Krishna out from the temple and he goes around. And when Krishna is in the temple, of course, he's completely merciful. But when he goes out on the ratham, he becomes even more merciful. Even people who are fallen, who would not be ordinarily allowed in the temple, they get the darshan of the Lord, and he liberates them. It said anyone who sees the ratha, they get liberated, especially Jagannath. I'm sure you have Rathyatra also here. Anyone who sees the ratham and sees the Lord on the ratham, they get liberated. The Lord is so kind to distribute his mercy to everybody. So we have every week Ratha Utsavam, Gornitai, and Radha Madan Gopal, Lalita Vishaka, and Srila Prabhupada go on the ratham. Lord Nrisimhadev is a bit big to go on the ratham. But anyways, and he goes around the village, and the devotees are very happy. And they have a nice kirtan accompanying this. The cows also join in the ratham, the Ratha Utsavam, you can see. So we brought the deities to the kindergarten when we were doing the opening ceremony. Krishna also came there, and we had opening ceremony of the kindergarten, and we have the children's playground here. So Krishna actually saw the kindergarten before it was opened. Yeah. Now this is come back, bang. Now this is the in the temple you can see. Yeah. Indonesia has a lot of traditional dances and arts. So these girls are doing... This is the traditional dance of Lampung province, which is called Tari Sembah. And they wear this crown, which is called Sigar. This is a traditional dress of Lampung province. And they do this, beautiful hand-woven cloth. And the dance is actually very devotional. Sembah means... Prayer means worship. So they do this, and they use it for welcoming honored guests. But we use it to honor Krishna. So they do this dance, and people in this area, they like it very much. And they appreciate that we're also safeguarding the culture of their province, which is if there's no efforts to safeguard, this stuff will finish. Everyone will be doing Bollywood dancing or K-pop, Korean dancing, like this. This is, we teach our children how to do this traditional dancing. Carry on. Yeah. This is another, this is a Balinese dance. So, apa? Tari apa ini? Merak, yeah. It's a peacock dance, yeah. It's a Balinese dance, yeah. This was the opening ceremony of the kindergarten. So we invited some local government officials to come there, and we did this. We had this day. They saw this. They were very appreciating. Very nice. Yeah. Some people giving speeches. Yeah. This kindergarten is called Gopala. Yeah. And the children's playground is there. Keep going. Okay. This, you can see the small children, yeah. It's more music, yeah. Playing musical instrument. Okay, the next one, we'll just go through it quickly. The next one is Gaur Purnima 2017. Yeah, this is the clinic. This is our Dr. Gopinath from Hyderabad who came there. This was a lecture in the university. Yeah. Hydroponic, growing vegetables, yeah. Okay, this is once again Gita Nagari Baru. Bhakti Raghav Maharaj comes, yeah. This is the front, this is the temple, this is the Yagyashala, yeah. Cooking. Even Maharaj also, he also has a kutir. So he also came out and did puja for the deities in front of his kutir. Yeah. You see, they make offerings on the ratham. Yeah. The goshala. Yeah. This is the village community center. This was Gaur Purnima, so we had Abhishekam of Gaur Nithai. That devotee is the head of the village, Prabhu Dharmatma, here. Yeah. We have a big kirtan. This is the assembly. Every Monday we have to have assembly and flag raising ceremony. Every school in Indonesia has to do this. So all the children come and line up and do the flag raising ceremony. Like ceremony to raise the Indonesian flag. Yeah. The Indonesian flag is red and white. And they put up the flag and sing the national anthem, recite the Declaration of Independence. So these are, you can see in the school, this is, yeah, the classrooms, yeah. Okay, so it's time, I think, has run out. But anyway, let me say in conclusion that all of you are very welcome to come to Indonesia. And I understand Prabhu Madhava Seva is planning to come with some devotees, and you're all welcome, and you don't need a visa to come to Indonesia. You just come with your Indian passport and they give you 1 month free on arrival. So you don't have to have a big headache like going to America or even Singapore. You have to apply for a visa. You don't need a visa for Indonesia. And we would very much like a chance to serve you, because you have served us so nicely. Actually, we're embarrassed. We feel embarrassed. You've looked after us so nicely, and we will always remember, and we hope that by Krishna's mercy we can have a chance to come back again and have your association. And we hope that some of you also will visit Indonesia. We hope we can have some collaboration between Pune and Indonesia. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Let us express our thanks and gratitude to Prabhuji and Mataji for being here with us for the last 2 or 3 days. Actually, at such an age also, they were very dynamically, actively preaching and expanding the mission at Indonesia. And they were initiated, Prabhuji was initiated by Srila Prabhupada in 1973, and since then, continuously, constantly is engaged in services at various places, especially at Indonesia, as we see the photos. And Indonesia, no one is an atheist, he was telling. Everyone has to have a religion. So in that sense, it's a pious country, but it has a big Muslim population, so there are many challenges also along with that. And they have been endeavoring to reach out to the student community and to the congregation and to the local community, to the Indians who are visiting there. A lot of Indians are there as well. And tirelessly they are working to spread Srila Prabhupada's mission ahead. He also made a series of 45 lectures on Bhagavad Gita with a quiz at the end. Because without quiz when you speak, you know, people don't pay so much attention. So I have taken that lessons from him. And we are blessed that they were here for a few days, and we are hoping that in April, Prabhuji is planning to bring a group of 50 devotees from Indonesia on a trip to India for 3 weeks, and a good amount of time, maybe 1 week or so, they will spend at Pune also. So let us thank Prabhuji and Mataji. So this is a welcome. Applaud. So let us thank them for loudly chanting Hari Bol 3 times. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, सबके लिए breakfast का व्यवस्था है. कृपया breakfast पर साथ लेके जाइए. Hare Krishna.
Namami Sharam Satchitananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Namami Sharam Satchitananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yasoda Biyo Luka Ladavamanam Paramrishtam adyanta todrutya gopya yasoda biyoluka Rudanta moho netra jukma mrijantam Karamboja yugmena satan kanetram rudanta mohonetra Karamboja yugmena tusa rudanta mohonetra yugmam rijantam Karamboja yugmena satan kanetram rudanta moho Moho shvasakam patri rekakanka kanta Sitagraivam damodaram bhakti badham I can remember, it's okay. Iti drikshali labir ananda kunde Sagosham nimajantam akya payantam iti drik halila. Adiyeshita geshu pakter jitatvam puna prematastam satavriti vande. Adiyeshita Varam deva mokshana mokshavadimba nachanyam vrineham varishadapiha. Varam deva mokshana idam teva purnata gopala balam sada me manasya virashtam kimanye. Apurnata idam te mukam bhojam atyanta nilair vrittam kuntala ishnigda rakai cha gopya. Iyamukam bhojam muhuchumbitam bimba rakta darame manasi avirashtam alam laksha labhai. Uchombitam bimba namo deva damodarananta vishno prasidha prabho dukha jalabdi magnam. Namo deva damoda kripa drishti vrishyati dinam batano krahanesha mama gyam edyakshi drishya. Veratma jo badha mutyai vajyadvat tvayamochito bhakti bhajo krito cha. Veratma jo badha tata prema bhaktim svakame prayatcha namokshe grahomesti damodareya. Tata prema bhaktim sva namaste stu damne spura dipti damne tvadiyodarayata vishvasya damne. Namaste stu dam. Namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai namo nanta lilayer devaya tobhyam. Namo radhikayai namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Tubhyam Namo Radhika Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe Jaya Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Sri Damodarastakam ki jai, Sri Radha Damodar ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.